This
bitch got
No,
me
you stop.
favorite.
This is this episode. Get
This,
it, just get it out.
this,
Spit it out.
this, this, this.
A poem about this.
This.
No. Oh my God, I'm gonna say it again. This week, this episode has created itself into existence because we were thinking, what were we gonna talk about? Like, we have ideas.
We have
set.
A couple of things, but we might wait for those things further on. We needed something fresh.
Yeah, like this is very on brand from last episode. So it's almost like you get the update sooner than you thought.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
It was, yeah, good times.
This episode, we are going to be...
Well, firstly, what we will be doing. Well, what... Oh, yeah. Sorry, I completely forgot that what we said we were going to do. And I just remembered. Hit me.
I just lost my train of thought.
No, you did not. You were about to say what this episode's about.
Oh, well, I was actually going to say the name of what the episode will be.
Yet.
Let's talk our truth.
Truth.
Because it's come to light in both Shay and I's life that just because our parents or our guardians or our family members or whatever have a different opinion or an outlook on something, they misunderstand that that doesn't actually matter and we have our own set of truths, right? In the same way they stand there and try to defend their own. So... we need the same energy, my loves.
Yes.
That goes out to all the family members that listen to the podcast.
Yes, hello. Because we know.
That we know. Just so you know, like, and you would have heard
supporting us.
And you're shit
not
on
listening,
right?
You're actually still supporting us.
You give
just
us a
so
download.
You know.
Yeah. So just so you know that we
Haters
know you
gone
listen.
Hate. Well, creators we know, gone create.
We know that you listen. Like, we see it in the stats. We see your locations.
We know where you are.
So
we know where you
when
are.
You're trying
just
to be
kidding.
Sly, oh my God. Just know we see you, boo.
Yeah,
we see you in those shadows. Anyway, so
trying to be sly, but we know who you is.
In light of events that took place in the last 24 hours,
yeah, wild.
Which we will elaborate on, but first, what we wanted to do was for fun. Yesterday, Shay received a message from her estranged father, her absent father, and it was truly. Shocking. It was like
he finally felt it was time for him to step up to the bench and play ball, but no one's throwing the ball anymore
and he didn't linger up.
No, God no.
So anyway, Shay received this message last night and we were so stunned by it that we driving home after having a beautiful night, we had to like record a bit, right? We haven't listened back to the audio, so we're about to do that now.
We thought we would get a live reaction, so we recorded it. Yeah, we haven't actually listened back to it. So we're going to do that.
And you may, depending on how manic or psychotic it is, you may get to hear it too. It may end up in the podcast.
Yeah.
If not, it was probably for your well-being. We probably were not well.
It'll be a good starting point
because
for
Shay,
us to throw balls at each other.
You have issues.
I'm sick, man. I'm sick.
Okay, so we're gonna stop here and go off and listen to whatever the fuck took place last night when we were in a manic raging episode, and you may or may not hear it right now.
Wow.
Okay, I'm just recording. Shay and I sat in her car right now. Literally, we just went out for a beautiful dinner at Grilled. We had ourselves the impossible vegan burgers.
Fuck it up.
We're having a really beautiful time.
We were.
And then Shay Sue had one bite. had one bite left of her burger, and she got herself
shitted on.
She got shitted on. She got a very special message from her father.
Spicy.
He listened to the podcast.
Surprise. He actually took time out of his day to do something for me.
Well,
I didn't ask him to do it.
No.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Like, he thought he was doing the father thing. So, yeah.
He probably didn't think that.
No.
I'm going to pretend he did.
Let's just think that for a moment. Anyway, so we've decided, just because the response that we've got is insanely mind-blowing, that like literally nearly vomited everywhere because it was fucking disgusting.
Projectile.
So we thought this would be fun for us to record now, and then we're gonna throw this into the episode that you'll be listening to now.
Yeah.
This is like future us.
This is past us.
Oh, past us, that's right. I'm delusional. And so I thought it would just be really fun. And I don't know if you want me to read the message again or if you want to read it, because this man is clearly
showing his true colors, and he's drunk as fuck when he must have wrote this, because he's illiterate and he's bad with typing and texting, so he should just not.
And if we compared it to another sad, soppy, just dumb fucking shit message that I've gotten before, his grammar is much better, so I can assume that he is definitely drunk,
which is on brand for him, because he doesn't have a
alcoholic.
Yeah, but he doesn't have it. You can't. He doesn't have a drinking problem.
No,
alrighty, we're gonna have a live. We're like at a poetry
like a slam poetry. What's that one fucking video? And it's like, Cynthia, what is it from?
I don't know.
Jump Street or something.
Anyway, so Shay's gonna do a live reading of.
And we're gonna read your poems. We're gonna read your future.
Of
what this
pure artwork? That's what it is.
Sad human. Okay, I'm gonna read it word for word.
Wait. First. Yes. One thing I will say though is, after nearly 22 years, her dad spelt her name right.
Yes.
That's a round of applause.
Round of applause.
Thank you, Uncle. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just feel like it's on brand for me to like call him my uncle in this moment, because he went and took a shit on us. So let's do it. He really is a waste of space.
I'm sure you're going to get one soon too.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Why just me? Okay. Why stop there? Keep going.
Keep going. He doesn't have my number because he's a drop. Maybe he asked my mum for it. Who knows? That would be too much. He can't write you a message and me a message. Who do you think he is?
God, I'm sure yours will be even less.
Superman?
Less grammar, because he'd be a couple more drinks down.
Okay. Reel in the back. Let's just give it to me.
Give it to me, baby. Okay. Well, it's literally going to be word for word. I listened to you podcast. And you clearly have a lot of issues, Shay. I hear a lot of your issues and appreciate that is how you seen and feel it. There are a number of things you have wrong, and airing this way you and Courtney have is a real shame. You have a real opportunity to deal with your issues with me. I am open to that with you. If you really want to, you really do have a lot, or had a lot of great opportunities ahead of you. And I am still proud of you and love you with all my heart. That will never change. When you're will and ready to hear the truth, I am here. I owe you that much. Please take care of yourself. And I hope you are getting some real help. I love you, my darling. Forever, your dad.
That's me.
Who does care.
Oh, yes.
And thinks of you every day. XO, gossip girl.
Yay! No. Oh, my God. Just like...
Someone somewhere in the world is playing the world's tiniest violin for you, sir. Because that was just fucking pathetic.
Wow. We've just, like, we had to record a live reaction because as it's unfolding and we're processing the emotions.
Had to pull over.
Because it's actually psychotically mind-blowing.
The gaslighting never ends.
It never ends.
There's something wrong with me.
You're ill.
I'm sick.
You're sick because...
I'm a sick fuck.
You're sick because you were subjected to having, quote-unquote, father figures in your life completely neglect you and abuse your entire life because your real dad... The poet of the poem we just listened to, moved on to the third and blah, blah, blah family. He had other things to do than look after his first lot of children, first litter. You're mentally unwell because you were sexually assaulted and raped when you were just a child.
Neglected emotionally and physically.
By your constant parent. You were constantly bit against your siblings for affection. You were constantly subjected to horrible friends that just used you for the benefit of themselves.
Truly.
You've had so many jobs in your life where people just take advantage of you. And you're just trying to grind it and live your life and be a better person.
And share, be the person that we always thought we needed. So many people have told us how grateful they are for what we do.
Literally.
Especially
this week, which is so wild because, like, behind the scenes mentally, I've been struggling a little bit. And I know Shay has too. And, like, truly, the universe has decided to say, shut the fuck up, bitch. And I've had so many people reach out to me this week and, like, solidify
that they're
so grateful. And, like, that last week's episode actually help them.
Yeah.
And that's the type of shit that I'm here for. So I don't appreciate a full grown man with a drinking problem, who's an absent father, trying to do the father thing for the daughter he didn't even think was his that he needed to get a DNA test for.
Literally.
Sorry to cut you deep there, but I'm just enraged for you.
It's facts. And the worst part is that somehow, well, I mean, it makes sense. The inner child in me just wants to be loved. It makes sense. They call it daddy issues. I'm just talking about my inner child. I ain't got no daddy issues. I don't have a dad, so I don't know what's going on there. It hurts having somebody who is supposed to take this and sit with it, not run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit and listen and think about what the fuck we've said. Not
take offense.
Take offense.
Sorry,
old shouldn't mate. Even offend you that much because you weren't even fucking there.
Yeah. And if it's all lies, then you shouldn't be offended at all.
Exactly, because none of it's fucking true.
Yeah, so if you're feeling offended, that's a reason. This is just my shout out to you, quote-unquote uncle, if you're listening. The person that's never shown up for me in any forms of the word of being fucking family. You don't deserve someone as beautiful and kind and loving as Shay. You don't deserve any of your children, actually. And you don't get emotional right now, but sorry, but you literally, you missed out on watching one of the best people ever grow up and become the best version of themselves. And that's your fucking loss, you loser. And when you die a sad old man and you see all the success that your kids have.
No, you had no part in it.
No, don't sit there on your high horse and try to take credit. Forget their names. Keep their names at your mouth because... Don't worry, bro.
And for this next bitch, you've got to look me in my eyes. If you think I'm a sweatshirt, you're at your motherfucking mind. Is you stupid? Is you dumb? Pick a side. Facts.
Just like, don't worry. Don't worry about what we do and we don't know because there's a lot about us that you don't fucking know because you weren't there. So while you think because you're an adult, you've been through more than we have, you've already just fucked it, right? Yeah. Because there's so much more to what I've experienced in my life and what Shay's experienced in her life than you could ever comprehend ever already. So please and shut the fuck up. You
wouldn't even be able to.
Yeah, you couldn't. So shut the fuck up. Don't worry about us. I'm not your niece, right? So just don't be offended by what I have to say because I disown you.
You've been disowned.
You've been disowned. My mum doesn't have a brother. Mm-mm. Nope, you're gone. Catch her. Don't worry about it. You've also lost another daughter, so you've just now gone from having 7 children to 6. So congratulations, that's one less child support that you
guess you can
would have had to have paid. One. Yeah, so you've got a free space to have another child if you really want one. Mm. And just know that you've just fueled a rage in us both to become even more successful because there's nothing worse on this earth than I could ever imagine being is ending up anything like you.
Yeah, facts. And you know what? The fact that you are so offended by the podcast just proves that it's the truth.
Absolutely.
It proves that it is the truth. And that's just facts. I'm so ready to just keep sharing all of the truth.
Right? It's just like, you think that you've just shut us up? Bruh, you've just opened another fucking flood of gates. Is that what they say? Gate of floods?
Flood gates.
That, whatever that is. That's just open.
Just open up a gate and it's going to flood.
So get on Noah's Ark and get the fuck out of here. Sail your way down to hell. You'll see your dad down there. Tell Grampies we said.
Tell Grandpa. Yeah, that's that. We wouldn't even. What is that?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Imagine.
And it feels so nice to say that because, like,
yes.
You've let me down as well. Obviously, nothing compares to what you did to all your children. But just, like, the disappointment that you make me feel, knowing that that's times a million for your children, stay away. Keep staying away. You're really good at it.
Across.
You know what? You didn't think you were just good at anything in your life. You were good at staying away. Staying away
from your kids. Keep it going, man. Truly.
Just leave. Bitch, then leave. Peace out.
Yeah. Truly. To top it off, to end it off, to cut the line, I do not ever want to hear from this man ever again in my life. By talking about you on the podcast, that wasn't an invite for you to find a way to message me. Like I said in the last episode, I blocked you for a reason. And it's because I don't want you to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to reply to me. I don't want you to reach out via family members to talk to me.
Just like how he didn't want to talk to you. Yeah. He didn't want to catch a plane to celebrate your 21st with you.
No.
And he was allowed to feel that way.
Yes.
So why the fuck doesn't he think you're allowed to feel like you don't want to talk to him?
No, exactly.
We love double standards.
We love double standards. Just like the way you didn't show up to my birth, stop showing up for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I don't actually care and I don't need you. We talk about it to be open to other people. It isn't about you. It isn't about fixing our fucking problems. Fun fact, like we already said, if you actually listen to the podcast, we go to therapy and we're dealing with our problems, unlike yourself, who clearly has a lot of underlying problems, which you are not dealing with. I don't give a shit, deal with it or not. It doesn't actually affect me because you're not going to be in my life. But we will continue to talk about the things that we have experienced, because when we were let little and we needed someone,
we didn't have anyone.
You didn't have anyone.
And now
we didn't even have our fucking dads.
Yeah.
We had nothing. We didn't have our moms. We didn't have our dads. We didn't have family members. Queenie didn't have a fucking uncle to confide in. Neither did I. Surprise, surprise.
And just in case you were curious, a lot of little girls are let down by their dads. This isn't about you. The world doesn't actually revolve around you.
No,
so by saying this, we're helping so many little boys and little girls
not fall into the trap of being gaslit by their parents to make themselves feel bad for the way they were treated as kids. You should have done better.
Yeah.
And you didn't. And I'm not sitting here trying to beg for you to come back and be my daddy. No. Wrong bitch. I don't fucking need you. That's not what this is about. This is about us being truthful because we've been made to shut our mouths our entire lives. Mm-hmm. And for speaking up about this form of abuse, any form of abuse that we've experienced almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But neglect is a big one, and yep, you're pretty good at it. So
that's your special power. You're really, really good at making people feel little and
unimportant
and like a waste of space. So go do that by yourself in a corner, or try find a bar full of old men that you can fucking get along with, because yeah, you've all let your family down because drinking was just too important to you. And you know what? You do that, boo. Go live your special life. Run along. Maybe have more children if your heart desires. Who knows what you'll do?
Maybe the next family, you'll get it right.
I will be putting a prayer into the universe for you.
Whatever. Maybe if you have another
family, you'll get it right.
Yeah, you'll get it right. But please do not expect us all to be waiting here until you decide that you're a better person.
Our lives moved on a long time ago.
Mm.
And despite all the shitty things that happened to us, because they did happen, we also have so many good things happening at the same time. We're not letting those shitty things bring us down and make us do drugs and drink alcohol to cope. We're actually seeking
the help we think we
need to seek.
We're in our early 20s. We've not got a bunch of kids. We're not doing drugs and going out every weekend. We're seeing a therapist, and we are using a healthy platform to healthily talk about the things we experienced.
And help people
instead of go around and fucking up more people's lives because we're too fucking sad and victim mentality'd. That's not a word, but I'm making it a word. to go and do better. I'm sorry that you're almost 50 years old and you've not been a father to any of your fucking kids, and you still haven't dealt with your problems, and you sit there and you fucking cry about how hard your life is instead of fixing it.
Literally.
And making your children feel bad for the fact that you chose not to be in our lives. Literally. That's really sad for you.
You had the one opportunity to listen to 6 episodes and learn something about your child. And instead of doing that, you got butt hurt because you were confronted with all of the ways that you let Shay down and all of your other children down. And your ego got in the way. And now you've just completely ruined any chances of anything.
Yep.
And maybe that was your plan all along. Well done.
Good job. Like I said, we are playing the world's tiniest violin for you,
sir. So don't waste your energy on getting upset or mad. Stop thinking about Shay every day.
Yeah. I doubt that's true, but find something else to fill that space in.
Maybe one of the other 6 kids.
I guess maybe you're doing what I did as a kid to make myself feel better about the fact that my life fucking sucks and pretended that I actually had someone out there who cared about me.
I'm not that person. So remove myself from your brain because you don't know who I am. So by saying that you think about me every day, you're lying because you don't actually know who I am.
True.
And the last memory you have of me, I would have been like 15 years old or something. So I'm not that person anymore. Sorry. No. I'm not constantly fighting to have my dad want me in for his attention and just listen to everything he says because all I wanted was him to love me. Maybe I'll move on with my life and I won't just be stuck in this portal of seeking validation from sick, nasty men mm-hmm. like the rest of the women do when they have fucking daddy issues.
Yup.
Because I already knew and I already know you've just solidified the fact that you will never, ever, ever be the father that I needed. And I'm okay with that. And that doesn't mean I'm going to shut my mouth. Sorry.
Yeah.
Out of all of the things that I'm entitled to that you didn't give me, my truth is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it.
And scene. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, God, you won't be getting a reply.
You fucking loser. Okay, anyway, bye. So you got to listen to the live recording. We will include it. Yeah, that was fun for us just to listen back then and laugh at how
just
manic we were.
We were manic. We are manic. That doesn't mean that I'm mentally unstable.
No, I guess we're ill. We're sick. We're the illest, as you said.
The realest.
From listening to that, I'll elaborate and then you finish it off because it's your sperm donor. And he's not my uncle anymore because, as I said, I disowned him.
Yeah.
You're so embarrassing, like, to reflect back on that, like I said, everything I wanted to say.
Mm.
I did get very angry. I was slightly enraged at several points. But I just like to express myself that way because I really, really struggle to comprehend things when they're so clear for people and then they fuck it up and they miss it completely and then they like
take offense. Everything's an attack.
Yeah, they become like that victim for no reason.
Yeah.
I am blown away by how disgusting your response was to listening to this podcast and the only thing you took from it was needing to have your say and completely shit on anything Shay had to say.
Yeah.
You've just solidified why she grew up feeling like everything she had to say wasn't the truth and that she was gaslit and that whatever she thought was bad, it was never really that bad and you always had it worse. And like, you just completely solidified that you're incapable of removing your own fucking emotions from anything for the sake of your children, not even for another person, but your child that deserves nothing but your love and your unconditional love.
And to have, sure, you like to think that you do it.
And have no judgment, but you just judge the fuck out of your daughter because your ego got the best of you. And at the end of the day, the only person that suffers is you. So that's a round of applause for you.
Fairy taps.
Because you're a hero. And because of the things that you've done in your life and the way that you act, I don't have the ability to be kind to you because you are a stranger regardless of whatever the fuck pedestal you put yourself on.
To both of us.
Yeah. Especially just to like, you like to act like you're really cool, like you're this cool uncle, and I'm like, it makes me feel sick because I'm like, what are you? Who you're just that you? Person that floats around and starts families over and over again. You're like my dad 2.0. You just let people down all the time. So just stop. And I'm sorry, but because of the way that you fucked up Shay's life, we will be talking about all of the wrongdoings that you did, maybe sometimes the right doings, if we find any, if we stumble upon any.
We'll make sure to mention it.
Yeah. This isn't the, as Shay called it, she's like, this isn't the show.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually revolve around you.
No.
Unfortunately, you make up just a small piece of Shay's DNA.
Yeah. A very small piece.
And it's real because the test said that you were in her DNA.
Yeah. So. Unfortunately, it did say you are the father.
So, yeah, good job for completely shitting on the one opportunity you had to reach out to your daughter and find some form of reconciliation or maybe just offer a little bit of validation for the fact that she experienced a lot of fucking shitty things despite whatever you experienced, because you and her are two separate people and you need to stop applying yourself and your experiences to everything, because
it ain't about you.
You're so wrong.
I think something that our parents severely, severely struggle with is removing themselves from a situation. It's just like, and even their parents, like, not so much our nana, but my nana.
Your mom's mom.
Has always struggled to put two and two together of, it's always, they had it so much harder than you. You need to be more compassionate for your parents because you don't know what they went through growing up. It actually doesn't matter because they had children and you're supposed to deal with this shit so that you can be a better person for your kids.
Yeah.
Not
repeat it.
Love. Not just sit and wallow in fucking pity and poor me, my life fucking sucks and not do anything about it, not get help, not fix yourself, and then repeat the same mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then make your child feel bad for the fact that they aren't having a good time.
No, they're feeling very uncomfy in their life.
Yeah.
And something that I wanted to also say, because we spoke about it last night when we finished the live fucking recording, was I think that one of the reasons why old mate struggles to, well, had struggled to listen to the podcast, because we are women. I am 24. Shay's about to turn 22. We are grown up, so we can swear. We can say things like fuck.
And shit.
And bitch. Don't ask me who I be on. I'm just trying to hit it with my Gucci on. No. So I think that because you're unable to detach.
You know, I'm able to see yourself, me outside of that 15-year-old girl that you probably last saw 6-7 years ago.
Exactly. You look at, you imagine two young girls. We're full-grown women, but you wouldn't know that because you're not here. So I'm just letting you know now. So yeah. The next time, if you do listen to this.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, because I think we figured it out. You were probably my age, 24, when you started the second family. I don't know. That's just speculation.
That's
just, I don't know my facts. That's right. I don't know the real truth.
We don't know facts. Sorry.
Maybe one day you'll get it. Because he owes you the truth that much.
Oh, he does. He does owe you the truth. But I'm sick and I need to get some help.
You need help first before he owes you that truth.
Yeah.
Because you're not well.
No. I actually, the truth, whatever truth that he has for me doesn't actually include me because yeah. You were never in my life. So like from the moment that I was conceived, you deuced it. You left. I was conceived. You got what you wanted and you left my mom there and you went and you did whatever you wanted to do. And I'm sure you popped in back and out as a child. I don't doubt that. Not enough to leave an imprint. Obviously, I have no fucking core memories of you.
Also, he jumped in and out on his schedule.
Yeah, whatever it would have worked well for him. Definitely. And every opinion that I have of you was formulated as an adult because I thought the fucking world of you.
Mm-hmm.
My mother never spoke poorly on your name. She never told me the things that you put her through.
Absolutely.
And I found them out on my own by asking my own questions and wondering, damn, why?
Why? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Make it make sense.
In my brain, it's just like, you're this good man and you do all these nice things.
You idolize him so much.
Where are you?
Yeah.
And then I said, make it make sense. And now it makes sense.
You were confronted with all of the things that he wasn't.
Definitely.
And he wasn't your dad.
Oh, God. That's not one of them.
He's just the man that gave you your last name.
Yeah, unfortunately. And that wasn't by him. That was because he already had two other kids and my mom.
Same.
Yeah, disgusting. And I think something that not just you are confused by, but other members of our family, this isn't about you.
Yeah.
This isn't about you.
I know. It's like, so funny.
It blows my mind how self-centered and childish you guys can be. It actually, my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Blown, because it's just like talking to a four-year-old.
Can I say something quickly?
Hit me.
Because you just, okay. Whoops. That was me hitting Shay in the face. No, because I had therapy at the beginning of the week and she and I were talking about something and then she had mentioned to me that she listened to one of the episodes of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of spoke about it for a little bit. And then she said to me, no matter what, at the end of the day, the podcast is an outlet for you and Shay talking about your journey.
Mm.
And she put it that way. And I said, that's a good way to do it. Yeah. This is a story as it is unfolding, because we're not dead just yet. No, the chapter hasn't finished.
Ended just yet.
Of our journey and all of the things thus far that have impacted us and led us on our journey, right? It's not about you. You're just in it. You're not the main character. I am. Shay is.
Yeah.
For once in my life, can I be the main character? Story. Fuck.
Literally. And it just, like, when you hear, because obviously, and I'm sure this just won't be the last time I hear it, because I'm sure I have another one coming my way.
Oh.
It's just like when these people talk to us about the podcast, the people who have problems with it,
mm-hmm.
It is just me, 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 me.
Yeah.
Me, me, me. Me, 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 me.
Yeah.
The only person so far who has taken it as they should is Nana.
It's Nana.
Good fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. Not that this podcast was intended for our family anyways. It actually wasn't.
It was intended
for us.
To heal from our shit and also potentially help someone from not hating themselves because of the shit that their parents did to them.
Wondering why their fucking parents don't love them enough to do better for them.
Yeah. It's not about you.
What about me?
Literally. That you just said then. Our Nana, like, taking the podcast on and actually becoming a better person from listening to it and, like, having a better relationship with us.
Yeah.
She has the same level of becoming self-defensive like the people who have become self-defensive. We talk shit about Shay's dad and my mum. They're her two children. She's been confronted with the fact that her parenting affected her children, which made them incompetent parents to us.
Yep.
Right? So she can sit on her high horse too if she really wanted to.
But she doesn't.
And fucking throw a tantrum like a child. But she's not. She's being an adult and she's going, okay, it is what it is,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to now fix my relationship with Courtney and Shay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Nana, for being a fucking grown-up. I love you.
Thank you for adulting.
Yeah.
God. And it just, like, it just blows my mind.
Because I know, it is mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing. My brain just, like, fucking came out of my ass. Like, it is the only thing, you know, and this isn't, like, okay, from the message that he somehow got to me, it's like he's never heard these things before. Like, I've never brought these things up to him before.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I have, and I was met with a very similar response, more so of me, 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 me,
yeah,
me. My life's so fucking hard, and you don't know how hard I try, and fuck what you said, fuck your feelings, fuck what happened to you, fuck them kids.
Yeah.
It's about me. And it's just a perfect example of how our parents were not able to see past themselves. And that's how our childhood was.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I'm going to have a kid because I want it, because that's what I want right now. I want a kid.
Well, no. Well, maybe.
Sometimes.
Not really wanting it. Just, okay, I'm pregnant. I'm just having it. And I will continue to live my life and they are just a part of it. My life isn't my kids. It's just they're a part of my life.
Well, I think.
But they think that that's not how it was. But they don't understand that by the selfish choices they made to make their life easier, it was at the expense of their children.
And I think as well, it's like they weren't able to see past the things that they wanted. It's, yeah, I've got kids at home, but I want to go get pissed.
Yeah.
I want, that's what I want. So I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go get pissed.
I want to buy a stick.
I'm going to go to a party. I want to buy a stick. I want to buy a bottle of Jim Beam. I want this and I want that and I want that partner and I'm going to have it. I don't care if he doesn't love my kids, if he treats them like they aren't his kids. My kids feel very let down and lonely. And damn, why, then they're left wondering, why doesn't my dad want me? Damn.
It's a cycle.
It's a sick cycle. And instead of just being like our parents, just like you guys, because I know you're listening, we chose to be better.
Yeah, we did.
And we already did that by getting past the age of 20 and not having a small family.
Not procreating yet.
Procreating yet. We made a choice. And I'm pretty fucking happy with it.
Yeah.
I love how the podcast is going.
Oh.
And best believe,
It's only getting bigger, bro.
It's going to be getting bigger. And maybe the whole fucking world is going to know your dirty laundry. But we're not going to sit here and talk about your life and what you were doing as a kid and what you're doing now. It's about what you've done to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It has nothing to do with your life. You're just unfortunately a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're all a part of our lives. And welcome to the Eminem show. That's what this is.
Getting into where you are. So I thought that we'll transition now because we're on the topic of old mate.
Mm.
And while he's on his high horse, and then he attached a letter to the foot of a pigeon and the pigeon found its way to you. and you've seen that message. I'll give a little context and then I think that you should read that message that you had sent to him.
Which one? The recent one or the old one?
No, the recent one.
Okay.
So outside of old mate, because like we said, he likes to include himself in every scenario, that it actually didn't originate with him.
No.
Something else had happened, and you actually talked about it in the last episode that you had sent your mum a message and then she had opened up to you.
Mm-hmm.
While that had happened, you obviously then sent your dad a message.
Mm.
And we don't really know if he got the message or not. We think he did because it said it's sent.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that was almost the catalyst to then, like, somehow listening to the podcast and then becoming a hero. So I thought it could be fun for you to read the message that you had sent to old mate a couple weeks ago.
If he didn't get it, then he will now.
He will now. Yeah, in case you missed it.
Okay, so I will read the message now. I hate you. I hate you for what you did to my mum. I hate you for what you did to me. I hate you for leaving me and my siblings. I hate you for starting multiple families all over the country that I will never get to have a relationship with. I hate you for thinking you are anything more to me than the man who cheated on his girlfriend with my mum. I hate you for breaking my mum and leaving her a shell of a human. I hate you for letting me stay in that house being abused by that fucking asshole and saying, I wish I could get you out, knowing damn well you didn't give a shit. I hate you for leaving a single shred of doubt in your children's minds of why they weren't good enough to be wanted by you. And it is important to me that you know how much I despise you for all the things that you have done. And before you get on your high horse and become defensive, please take a second to try and remember one time in your entire life that you showed up for me without being asked or forced. You're just like that. And before you say that I don't even know, that's right. I don't. And I don't know you either. And I didn't ask. I don't want nothing. I don't want an apology. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know that you're a shit cunt.
It wasn't an open-ended message, love. No. It wasn't an invitation.
It wasn't.
And maybe some people might find what you said harsh, but like I said last week,
I've had a lifetime of fucking harsh, and he missed it.
And something that we just actually said before when we were listening to the live audio, and you weren't actually sure if you wanted to include the part of actually reading the message, like, I don't know if it's insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded with that. Do you think he felt like it was insensitive when he didn't show up to the day when you were fucking born? Nope. So we're going to be giving that energy back. Maybe everyone's feeling confronted because they're getting the same fucking energy back, bro.
We're not going to surprise around your feelings anymore.
Yeah. Sorry. Wrong bitch.
Wrong bitch.
I'm so proud. When Shay had sent that message, I was so fucking proud of her.
I didn't know that.
Because for so long I could see the urge of her wanting to kind of express her feelings and feeling like she wouldn't be allowed to. That's the only way I can describe it, is that you weren't worthy enough to say what you wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fucking shitty thing to see. And it was one of those things that you have to be ready and in a place of power within yourself to feel safe enough to just be vulnerable.
And to know you might not get what you want back. Yeah. And I already knew
that. And accept that. And you had a place where you're like, okay, I'm going to send this message and relieve all of this anger from me out, and it's gone.
And like what you just said, before people think that that's harsh, I can tell you right now that the shit that my mom probably had to deal with me in my teens, being a grumpy, depressed fucking teen who just wanted to kill herself, I wasn't nice.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't nice. And where I was living in wasn't nice. But he missed that. He got to fucking tap in and come in whenever he wanted and got to be the hero. And I know for a fact that destroyed my mom as well, because it was, Dad, I want to go to Dad's. I want to see Dad. And then,
well, she was the one that was actually trying
the
mother thing.
Best. Yeah, doing the best that she could with what she thought she was doing. And obviously, I've still got issues with my mom,
mm-hmm.
but I bet I wouldn't have had less of them if you were around.
Yeah.
And I don't want you. This isn't us saying we want you.
We're like, just letting you know.
Just letting you know.
We're just letting you know the truth because we owe you that much.
We owe you that much. Truly.
I can be petty too, bro.
Yeah, we can be fucking petty.
Yeah, look.
It's like, it's wild. And I think, you know, people listening to this episode might think that we have a lot of emotion attached to this subject.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say maybe not. I'm actually done.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like talking about it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We're not crying about you anymore. Sorry, that was last episode.
Yeah.
And you know what? We weren't crying. I wasn't crying about you. I was crying about my emotions.
You were crying because little baby Shay came up and just decided.
Help me.
Yes. And she took the light. You were split for a second.
She pushed it in the chair. Sit down. Sick. Truly. Truly. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, look. And you know what? If there are any emotions attached after this episode, they will be gone. Like, we're actually just talking about it.
And guess what?
And then we
talk about this here.
And then we leave it here.
Yeah, we leave it here.
That's the best part.
Leave it in the therapist's office where she can help us understand our feelings, which we've already done.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Bringing it back to make this episode have a little bit more point for the other people listening outside of the people who are supposed to be our family.
Mm-hmm.
You do not need, just because your parents are your parents, it doesn't mean you have to follow by everything that they say and
mm-hmm.
take on everything that they say. You know, if I had really taken on that message, I would probably be in a fucking
coma.
A ball. Yeah, of fucking coma. Would have been a self-induced coma because I just basically told my father that I was raped, that I was mentally and verbally and physically abused by not just my family, but by my boss
mm-hmm.
and my other boss
mm-hmm.
and manipulated and gaslit. And what he took away from it is you're done.
you're sick. Just check yourself into a hospital because you're sick.
Truly.
Oh my God.
I'm the problem.
You are.
Instead of, oh, baby girl, I'm so sorry that your mother let you down. I'm sorry that I let you down. And I'm sorry that you had to live in that and that you experienced those things. It was me.
Literally.
Like, I just can't.
So it feels wild to, like,
I know.
To reflect on it. And you know what's exciting is we'll actually read the letter that I wrote my dad to,
yes.
which will be, I haven't reread that letter since I sent it to him.
I cried hard when she
So I might cry it. Later too, but, and then you guys get to see also how much of a fucking dropkick my dad is because of the things that I told him. But what I struggle the most with is people's inability to read the room. Like Shay and I both being extremely vulnerable in this podcast regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like I've said several times, like anyone that listens to this has the opportunity to get to know Shay and I on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. They also get to have the opportunity to get to know themselves on a deeper level. If they relate to certain scenarios.
To look within themselves and think,
fuck, like I was neglected here or like I did feel like I was let down by my parents here.
I do feel this way and maybe that's why.
Yeah. And, like, this is a safe place. This isn't, the Eminem show. Well, let's not be doing it, love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just Wrong bitch. Yeah.
Wrong bitch. This is, I'll give you something to cry about. You're not it. You're done. You're done.
Sick. Is there anything else that, you know what, just give me a couple. Actually, this is really good because, okay, I want you to tell me three emotions that you felt the moment that you seen the message and now, like, 24 hours later and processing it. So in the moment, Shay, and then now, Shay.
Okay. Well, instant reaction was anxiety
mm-hmm.
Because, like we've spoken about, anytime I ever tried to bring up my feelings, I got shit on mm-hmm. by anybody. Doesn't matter if it was a partner, if it was my mom, if it was my mom's boyfriend, my siblings, shitted on me. So anytime something like that comes up, instantly I get anxious because yeah. I'm just like, whatever I have to say next doesn't actually matter.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
First, my initial thought. And then I reel myself back in and remind myself that I'm actually a person too, and my emotions matter.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion matters. What I have to say matters. So instant, yeah. instant throw up, projectile vomit everywhere. And then, you know, reading it, it was rage.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, how can you be that fucking stupid?
Yeah.
That fucking thick and that selfish.
Mm-hmm.
So it was rage.
Yep.
We know I like the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Rage sits in me daily.
Mm-hmm.
I can generally pat it down and give it hugs and tell it it's okay. But the rage, the flame rage was lit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just...
Disappointment?
I guess disappointment, but not really because it wasn't surprising. It's not like it's not like the first time he's hit me with these facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
So it wasn't disappointment. It was, there we go.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Make it make sense, and you said it makes sense.
It makes sense. So, yeah, it was anxiety, rage, confirmation of I already knew you're a waste of space. I already knew that you would think that this was about you, and you just confirmed it. So I wish we'd placed a bet.
And now your three emotions now.
Excitement,
mm-hmm.
disgust because Bear keeps licking my hand. Mm. come to terms, like yeah.
That would be clarity.
Clarity. There we go.
we were applying somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Clarity. Like I know that I'm obviously. I said I was excited, but I'm at bay with my emotions, so I'm just like.
I think excited applies to just like that chapter of your life, being like, yeah. You solidified for everything that I had thought. You did let me down and you will continue to.
Yeah.
That's exciting because I'll just leave validated. You in the past.
Yeah. You just validated me. I'm sure that might make you mad because I'm sure you tried to, like, on the DL to offend me. You didn't.
I think so. That he will be mad at anything and everything regardless. Oh, so it doesn't will. Matter.
He will.
We'll continue the episode on the topic of how our dads let us down.
Yes, the trend will go on. Switching sides.
Well, that just made me decide that we're renaming the episode.
Oh.
Let's talk how our dads let us down.
That's
a good one. Yeah. Okay. So I think what I'll do is because, like I said, I talked about it, how I had sent my dad a letter and I was quite vulnerable and then he just like shitted on me. And since then, and since that episode aired, I actually spent some time with my younger brother and he said something to me that offended me in the sense that it just kind of like shut down my feelings and of them having any value and worth, that he was upset that I said anything that I did say on the podcast and that I was really mean to my mum by what I was saying and that he doesn't like the idea of people hearing about the things that happened to us in our family. And he probably doesn't realize how much that affected me because I spent a lot of my life making my siblings' life easier. And then he took a shit on me unintentionally because I didn't think he was trying to be hurtful, but he isn't able to see that my life is worthy outside of being just my mum's daughter or my dad's the daughter, sibling. You know?
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's just like that's where he's at in his life and I'm deciding – that I'm not going to be upset by that. And unfortunately, because all these fucking shitty things happen to me, they are a part of my journey. So I'm allowed to talk about them. And if you don't like it, don't listen. And that's it. That's a personal problem.
That's,
you know,
it's a choice to sit down and listen to it.
Yeah. So I thought that for fun because a lot of people in my direct family that's outside of Shay's family, I feel like don't perceive that anything bad's ever happened to me
mm-hmm.
because I keep it together.
She does. Really,
behind closed really doors, well. You don't know what happens. But on a daily basis, like I'm a functioning human. And I think maybe that's why it confronts people that I would sit and say that something bad happened to me and they couldn't fathom it maybe. And I can't do that anymore.
Well, like, because she holds it together so well, it must not have been that bad.
Yeah. So maybe by people hearing this letter as well that I wrote my dad, they'll get the fuck off of their high horses too. Who knows?
Unfortunately,
Maybe not.
I doubt it.
But in this letter also, I actually touch base on the stemming issue between the falling out of my dad and I's relationship that I'll quickly give some context to so when I read it, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. My dad has a wife. He's been with her before I was even born. They have 5 children together. They are my half-siblings. They've been together, like I said, since I was born, so for 24 years. They've had a very rough, toxic relationship. And despite that, throughout that, like I've also said, I idolized my stepmom. I loved her so much. And I confided in her. She knows secrets about me, like we have trust. And recently, she really let me down. And that was very confronting because I would never have thought to have been let down as much as she let me down in the fact that she just like made me out to be someone I wasn't and crossed the wrong bitch. Like I said, loyalty, bro, like don't fuck me over. Don't do that because like you, then there's like, it struggles to come back from there. But basically her and I had a falling out that is between her and I. It is not between anyone else. And while her and I were having a falling out, me and my dad were having a functioning relationship, and I confided in him about the issues, and he was at the time understanding and hearing, and he was being the dad.
He gave good advice.
Yeah, like he was just shutting the fuck up and being my dad for a moment and letting his child vent to him. Fast forward a couple months later or weeks or whatever, his opinion on the situation changed because his relationship and her relationship fixed itself, and then it was Courtney, now you need to fix your relationship with her too. And it was just like disregarded anything else. And that sparked a rage in me. So that was kind of the catalyst of like him like reaffirming like your priorities don't lie within me or your children.
It's as just, long as I'm against her, and that's okay if you're against her. As soon as I'm with her, you better fix that fucking relationship, bitch.
Yeah.
You ain't shit.
Yeah. So, so I guess that's enough context. I actually have so much anxiety right now just looking at this.
You're going to make me cry.
I'll probably cry. I'll cry. I already feel like crying.
You can cry.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it? Just kidding. You need to read it.
I need to read it. I've actually never read it out loud.
No.
And I haven't.
Out loud last time.
Yeah. And I hadn't
planned to.
Yeah. I hadn't planned to even read it again since. But
by crying, it is allowing you to acknowledge the feelings and that they exist and that they're real. And that these things are the truth and they fucking happened.
Yeah.
So cry.
I think what's happening is, well, I'm going to cry. No, it's okay. By looking at this letter and it's bringing me back to the moment that I wrote it and like being in the moment and like writing it and then like fast forward to like having nothing. Like it's so fucked. Okay. I'm just going to read it.
Okay, you've got this, girl.
Yeah, get over it. Okay.
No, get under it.
No, that's not right either. Okay. I'm probably going to cry a lot, and I'm going to try not to. Okay. It says, "Dear Dad, I'm sending you this letter to express to you my feelings and give you some clarity to why I have been distant, along with how I am currently feeling about our relationship. I'm choosing to be honest with you so that I can heal. First issue I'm going to address with you. To you, she is your wife, your life partner, the mother to your kids. To me, she was my stepmom, my friend, my closest thing to you when you weren't around. She was someone I genuinely appreciated. She was someone I could trust. Her and I had a relationship of our own, something I cherish and needed. I hope that from what you know of me is that I'm a very loyal person. I am empathetic. I'm very understanding and I'm caring. I don't appreciate being taken advantage of, nor do I like being lied to or deceived. I won't go into the details of why the original falling out happened between and I. As it was unfolding, I was talking to you, confiding in you, and finding comfort in your openness to hear me and be there for me. Because that meant a lot to me. You actually, for once, felt like my dad, who was concerned with how I was feeling. Just for a moment, imagine how that made me feel. Now imagine how it felt when you said to me the very last time we spoke on the phone that I should talk with her and fix the problem. You dismissed my feelings, you chose to forgive her, and now you expect me to do the same. I think that what everyone has seemed to miss in all this drama is how I actually feel. I am devastated that could think all those things about me and put me on blast on Facebook without finding out the truth first, that it could and would be so easy to cut me off and cut me out, that I became Courtney, one of his kids. Can you see how hurtful that is for me? Then I had to wait 3 months, that's right, 12 weeks for a simple text back after I poured my heart out, and then have you bug me about not getting back to her after 3 fucking days. How's that fair? Where did your empathy and support go for me? I have learned in all relationships in my life to never expect to be the top priority, as I've always been let down. I guess it isn't so clear, but all I ever wanted was a decent father-daughter relationship, and I have begged for that with my actions, my loyalty, and my consistency, and I don't feel any of it in return. Just like I needed you to be my dad my whole life, I needed you then in that moment to just be that, my dad. Not husband, not someone to fix the problem, not anything more than just a supportive and understanding dad. I have spent my entire life with an internal battle against myself. I have endured so much pain, hurt, trauma, and abuse. I have endured anxiety, depression, eating disorders, self-harming, and multiple suicide attempts. This may all seem like a surprise to you, but I would hope from the information you have collected over the past 24 years of my life, it is not that unfathomable. I was 9 years old the first time I thought about being dead. I was 13 years old the first time I tried. It's okay. I was 12 years old the first time I sat on the floor of a shower and ripped apart a shaver so that I could cut myself. And I began doing that every day to deal with the mental and psychological abuse I was experiencing. I have tried to overdose at 14 and then again at 15 until drove his car into a tree, and then I had to pick up the pieces of my broken mother and become the support system again. It's funny how upset I was when I got the call that night that had been found pinned to his car between his steering wheel and a tree, with broken bones and a bruised and bloody face, in a helicopter on his way to the hospital, and how detached I was from how sad it made me feel about losing him, but never feeling like that would be reciprocated for me. I started seeing a therapist at 12 or 13, I don't quite remember. But what I do remember, though, was that it was my mum's idea, and she thought it would help me. At the time, I thought she could maybe see how sad I was, how skinny I was getting, or maybe even the cuts on my wrists. I thought she was worried about me, for me, to help me. But now I can see that perhaps is not really why. See, at the time we were living on Newbold Street, that house holds only but the worst and most painful times of my life. My brother lived with Nana, got kicked out, 50-50, so it was just me 100% at the house. I became the perfect target. I remember just laying in my bed on the weekends as soon as the sun comes up and being as quiet as possible to hear if I was in a good mood or a bad mood, because that was going to determine how my day would go. Living on eggshells your entire life isn't a nice feeling, especially when you're made to feel like it's normal and that you deserved the abuse. I couldn't even tell you how many times I've been told to kill myself, or that I'm just a waste of space, or that I'll never amount to anything, a bitch, a fucking idiot, waste of air, that not even my own dad wanted me. Funny how those words can begin to feel like the truth when they're said to you enough. Even before I was abused, Mum had a very serious drinking problem, and I couldn't stand to be around her kids unless she was drunk or stoned. It was mean, hateful, and cruel, especially to I think I was 10 years old the first time my friend snuck into my bedroom before anyone was awake. I was abused at a party when I was 15 years old. I was abused by a boyfriend when I was 18 years old. I have been abused by men my whole life, but when I reflect back on my life, I am faced with a very sad truth. I was never made to feel important or prioritized by you. All these really bad things happened to me, and it's easy to just want to shift the blame to my mum because she created situations that made me exposed to these things. I have lived with hatred and resentment towards her for a very long time, and it wasn't till recently I was hit right in the face with a rude awakening. It was just as much to blame. Half of you and half of her made all of me. You choose the thrill of money and drugs over me. You chose to be 100% of a father and husband to your family with 0% to me and my brother. You never called me. You never made me feel welcome to call you. You never made birthday special, nor were you even there the day I was born. I will never forget when my mum told me the story of how she found out she was pregnant with me and then how she told you and how you insisted the baby wasn't yours as you, quote, didn't have girls. I never felt like I could ever live with you, which would have actually been really nice, not be stuck under the roof of a psychotic, manic, bipolar man who hates women. You never showed up for me when you should have. I am working on myself to deal with the traumas in therapy. My whole life I made excuses for you and I would tell myself so I could keep idolizing you in my brain, hoping one day you'd save me. But I am the only one who can save me. I grew up missing out on the one thing every baby deserves, unconditional love and a family. I made excuses for you so I could continue living in a fantasy to cope with my reality. I told myself that you were always busy and hardworking, that you had 5 other children to take care of. Of course you were busy. You were locked away and it made it impossible to reach out to us kids. You had the odds stacked against you and you could never wanted to miss out on my life or my brother's life. It was just too hard for you. But like I said, they're just excuses. Because if me or truly mattered to you, you would have moved mountains for us, the way you do for your other kids and her family. The way I love Bear, who is just a dog, is ridiculous. I would do anything to keep him happy and safe, and he's just a dog. Now I can't even imagine the love I would have for a child. Why didn't you love us enough? Your life is so private. I don't know how you grew up and all of the hardships you faced. I can imagine that it wasn't perfect, and I can imagine that it is why you became a drug addict and detached from reality. But you never made an effort to share that part of your life with me. Give me answers why you couldn't show up for me when you should have. The same way I hold my mum accountable for the lack of safety, love, and stability when she was on drugs and in her addiction, I must hold you to the same standard. It's such a painful and soul-crushing feeling to look back on your childhood and know that you must have been too loud, too annoying, too hard to deal with, too much of an inconvenience that your parents couldn't be sober to be around you. Or sadly, stay sober to watch you grow. It really fucking hurts. I'm not writing you this letter to blame you or abuse you. I'm just letting you know who I am and what I've been through. You don't have to reply or take any of this on. I'm just finally giving myself the space to be open and honest with you for the benefit of me and my mental health. I don't discount any of the help you've given me, all the financial support and the good intentions, especially these past few years. All I've ever wanted was to spend time with you and know you and for you to be proud of me. All I ever wanted from you was to be a part of your life and want you to feel the same about me. Now, after feeling like we finally had a good relationship, you're gone again. And now I have to grieve the loss of you all over again. You have a heart of gold and you are kind and extremely generous. You give people the benefit of the doubt and give out more than you receive. And I see all those wonderful traits about you, along with no judgment of all of the damaged parts of you and your life. But I want to have the same thing too. I hope we can rebuild our relationship and be the best versions of ourselves and bond. But I need you to take accountability and give me the validation I deserve. With love, Courtney. God, it took me ages to read that. Sorry. If you survived that, nice.
It was a big letter. Yeah. It took you a long time to read it. Firstly, it baffles me every time words come out of this woman's mouth because she has such a deep understanding, compassion for people after experiencing all these horrible things in her life and surviving them and still being able to say, but I get it. I get why you were like this and I get why you went around and I get this. And then to have this person do what they did.
Yeah.
Which would you like to talk about that next before we get too deep into this?
Yeah, well, yeah. So he received that letter and from all of that, it was, but I did try.
That was it. And it wasn't even to her face.
It wasn't even to my face. He was having that feeling of like, God, my daughter's a fucking idiot. And she doesn't even know that when she was a baby, I did want to be there for her. But I'm not going to tell her that. I'm not actually going to try to reach out to her
and actually give her any kind of background as to why I'm saying this.
Yeah, just that's from that letter, that was his response. And it was, I guess I can say the same thing for Shay, confirming that he will just never be what I need him to be. And that sucks. Every child is entitled to have two loving parents. And when I see people who do have two loving parents.
Cuts.
Yeah, I definitely envy that because when I look at them, I think, wow, like that family, those kids must be really good kids to be so deserving of that kind of love. Like that's what it feels like. When I see a dad actively involved in their child's life and want to be there, I think, God, that must be a really good kid. I must have fucked up along the way to not be deserving of that. Which is a fucked up thing to think. It isn't true. But that's like, that's how easily your mind can slip back. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my dad decided that from all of the things that I said to not acknowledge any of them and apply his personal feelings. And I guess that's just where he's at mentally, what he's capable to do.
That's as far as he is able to extend himself, which is just, it's upsetting. It's sad. It's sad for him.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that you are on the receiving end of that because it's not what you deserve in the slightest. And if I could march my way down to where he is staying, I'd sock him one right in the dong.
Yuck. Yeah. Look, it's fucked. Like, and now anyone that's listening to this podcast, you know a big chunk of my life story and all of the struggles.
It's just a very small blip because there are so many amazing, wonderful, just mind-blowing in the best ways things that this woman is going to achieve in her life. Mm. And I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
My cheerleader. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
One thing that I will say, though, was, like, just then when I when I instantly started crying, looking at the message, and it brought me back into the moment of when I, like, sat down and wrote it and all of the emotions I was feeling. And then, like, after rereading it just then and then in the feelings that I'm feeling now is what I felt then as well of just, like, it's said and it's done, and I feel so much better for saying what I wanted to say. And I guess for anyone listening who has any feelings towards someone that they want to get something off their chest, even just writing it down and never even sending it is fucking good too. Yeah. Like the moment you get it out of your head onto paper.
Yeah, we've spoken about this before.
It just makes you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. And I think as well, like by writing something down, you don't have to think about it anymore. By writing it down, you're also allowing yourself to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the sense of like you'll never remember it again, but you're able to move past it because it's, you know, it exists somewhere else. It doesn't have to exist in your mind anymore.
Yeah, 100%. And like in the letter as well, like I said to Shay, I was much more savage than I would ever be. Mm-hmm. So that might translate as well with me reading it back. I'm never, I know maybe it seems like it, but really like I went within a situation, I am always like a very
passive person.
Yeah, like not passive, but like I like mold myself for people to make them feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. She's able to just mask her emotions with whatever makes her feel good.
And I allowed myself in that letter to just say exactly what I wanted to say, how I wanted to say, without thinking about anyone else's feelings but my own. And that's why it probably sounded slightly aggressive, because it was just like, you fucked up here, here, and here, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and it was just like Shay said, a way for me to get it out of my head somewhere else and then move past it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been moved past it, and it's been really nice, obviously, except right now, just like bringing it up and on brand with the episode. But I think that something that isn't really spoken about enough is our parents love to talk about, this applies to everyone. Like, you know, when you're in school and you do something and like you get in trouble and then you go home and your parents go, I'm just so disappointed in you, right? And that fucking cuts you, bro. And, mm-hmm. and you relive every action of, what did I really do that was so bad? Like, damn, I wish I did this instead, and I did this. And it stays with you for so long.
You hear it all the time.
Constantly. And now I'm just going, I'm disappointed in my parents. So you let me down. So now I need you to rethink of all of your fucking actions to see where you fucked up.
Yeah.
Because I have respect for you, but I'm not putting you on a pedestal, because at the end of the day, when you decided to have me, and give me life, it wasn't so that I could live my life through you. It was so I could have my own fucking life.
Exactly.
And I don't owe you shit. And you don't owe me shit either. Well, you do, but don't worry because it's too hard.
It's too hard. It's obviously too hard for you to give me that. I just, like, it just blows my mind how these men and women, that what Courtney outlined in her message is very similar to the message I sent to my mum in the sense of being truthful and blah, 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 and how quickly these people are to take offense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not what it's about. It's about acknowledging what happened and moving forward from it instead of that instant, I did what I thought it was right. I was doing the best that I could.
Yeah,
we know that.
That's not what I'm asking for. We know
that that's what you thought. Like, yeah. You don't think that we don't know that? We don't think that you thought you were doing the right thing or you just didn't know? Now you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you say, I'm sorry, I should have done better.
That's all it is. Like,
that's it.
In the same way that, like, I accept the fact that my parents let me down, I know that every person makes mistakes. I make mistakes. And I'm not holding a knife to their fucking throat and saying, like, fix it, because it can't be fixed.
There is no fixing.
I'm just saying that in the same way that you would hold me accountable for any fuck up that I ever did, I'm going to be holding you the same thing, like to the same energy. I'm giving the same energy back. I'm done being this passive child that just has to fix all the fucking problems and live her life an empty shell of a human because
having emotions and opinions was too much for our parents to handle. It's too much. You're being too much. You need to shut up. I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up so I can just finish my bong.
Yeah.
God. Sorry, I didn't have to do that. That was just for fun.
That was sick.
I was in a silly, goofy mood.
You're in a silly, goofy mood.
Shut the fuck up and get out of the kitchen. I'm trying to smoke a bong.
Yeah.
Go to your room.
Tell your fucking friends to shut the fuck up. Get to your room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, truly.
God, that's so funny. And I think
that they forget that
we remember. We have
memories.
I know. And that's why they're confronted. Yes, dad's confronted with the fact that we talk about his fuck up because we remember it happening.
Yeah.
We know it happened.
And it affected my life and your life because by doing that, I wasn't very much in your life.
Yeah. And that's his fault. Shay is my cousin and all of her other siblings are just as much my cousin and I've never had a relationship with them either.
Some of them
I've
never even met.
And I want one. Like, that's something that I think is also, like, lost along the way is that I actually place value in having healthy relationships with my family and people that can reciprocate a healthy relationship with me. Like, I wish that I could have the same connection that I have with Shay and her sister, with all of my cousins. Like, that would be amazing to me. But because of my uncle's fuck-ups and are starting to breed in different parts of Australia, I won't have that. So the moral of the story is that so many other people become affected and lose things at the expense of other people's actions. Like, I lost the opportunity to get to know my 6 other cousins. You know?
And I missed 6 siblings.
Siblings. Like, it doesn't compare to what Shay misses out on. But no. It's just, like, the dynamic of, like,
that relationship was never there because of your actions.
Yeah, like, when you sit and think about the fact that all your 6 kids missed out on you, so did all your nieces and nephews, and they missed out on all of your kids. Like, the world is beyond you.
It's not just about
you. It doesn't revolve around you.
Truly. And the same goes with on Courtney's side. Like, I... like, barely know. I know that obviously I'm not related to Courtney's dad, but
they're still my brothers and sisters. So you should know them.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the same. It's the same.
It's all the same.
It really is the same.
Somebody said copy and paste on our lives.
Yeah. I think when God Wink was creating the plan of Earth and he typed in, because I am older than Shay, so when he was typing in my cheat code,
he said,
into
the database.
Yeah, and then he pressed enter and there was a lag, so he clicked it again
and it just said,
and he didn't realize that it jumped 2 years later and he pasted the same fucking reality.
Truly.
And that's how Shay was born.
And that's how I was conceived. Immaculate conception,
just a blimp in reality.
That's all I am.
No,
I'll be a blip in your reality.
Something that we always joke about is that one of us isn't actually real.
Yeah.
And we're just talking, like, talking to no one. Oh, no, your dad's right. You are sick. I'm not real.
Don't say that.
And I'm just a figment of your imagination. And on the podcast, you talk one and then you, like, change your voice and I want you to talk in this microphone.
Even though somehow we're overlapping.
Yeah. You, it's just like your editing skills. So you are sick. This is the me talking, but I'm actually you. You need to admit yourself into hospital because you're very sick. You're unwell.
But I don't have any money to pay for hospital bills.
Oh, my God.
Me? What are you going to do? You going to pay for it?
I'm you.
No. Sick. Well, I guess we are sick. I guess we, because we, you are me, even though you're older than me. my imaginary friend.
Your imagination, I'm older than you.
You know what this is?
What?
Malignant.
Yeah.
You're actually living in the back of my head.
I'm a parasite.
I absorbed you in the womb.
Yeah, you did. Okay, well, that's fun.
This is enough.
I know I'm
psychoticness.
Yeah,
I'm feeling quite limber, loopy.
Wow, you're sick. You're actually. I will. You know what? I'm going to admit Shay into a hospital tonight. Okay, so
first.
We're gonna. That was it. Thank you for listening to the roller coaster of this episode. Mm. It was nice to talk about it. I'm sorry that I cried. It was just
if
me.
If she apologizes one more time for crying, I'm gonna punch her in the face and break her nose. Shit. How about I give you something to cry about?
Yeah. Okay.
I like it when Courtney cries because she doesn't do it all the time.
No, I try to hide it as much as I can.
Which is rude because I like to see her cry because I cry too often and she's like, cry, it's okay, cry. And then she's like, I'm crying. Stop, don't look at
me. So we're going to end it here. Well, yes. End this discussion here.
The next discussion will be
our nonprofit organization of the week. So let's jump on into that. Alrighty, so jumping into today's nonprofit organization on the topic of absent dads is a Australian organization called Dads for Kids. And it is a harm prevention charity committed to excelling in fathering. And just a little information about them is our vision is to transform the nation by inspiring fathers to help their children and be the best that they can be. Their mission is to equip, encourage, and inspire fathers to strengthen and support families, to engage with community, businesses, and government in order to see their children thrive. And basically, it just says that the strategy is to create a space for dads who want to be better dads, mm-hmm. and give them the resources and the abilities to excel in certain areas,
yeah,
to have a relationship with their kids or take the steps to reconnect.
Better understand.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just really nice. Like, that's something that I guess we didn't touch on in the episode was obviously having children can be quite a confronting thing because it's like, how do I communicate with what feels like a new being, a stranger or whatever, you know?
In a way that is suitable for a child.
Yeah. And for men as well, like mental health for men is just on a different degree,
yeah,
in general. And it's something that I'm sure maybe we'll end up talking about. But it's amazing that an organization like this exists in supplying men with the help to be a better version of themselves. For their kids, which is all kids ever want from their parents is to have unconditional love. And when you're a child, like we've said in this entire episode, like we idolized our dads before we had the cognitive ability
to know who they were.
To know who they were or any of their mistakes or anything from their past. It was just like, you're my dad and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So fix yourself for your kids because you'll be helping them in the long run. And when you have kids, I hope that there is a feeling of wanting to be a better person for them.
Truly.
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 So, yeah, this is a beautiful organization and we will leave the information to them in the credit notes along with a link to their website.
Yeah.
And thank you for having this conversation with me today, Shay.
Yeah, thank you for just being by my side through this wild ride of our lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably couldn't do this without you.
Nice. Same. Reciprocated.
Ditto.
Oh, don't. Okay. Well, until next week. Bye.